Let's pray. Our Heavenly, first of all, let me briefly introduce myself. My name is Caleb Huang, Ezra Huang's father. My wife and I do appreciate your loving kindness toward our son. I myself, 8 years ago, already retired from work. So you know my age is over 70. Recent years, on the one hand, I'm writing a series of Chinese Bible commentary, and also maintain a Chinese Christian website. On the other hand, I frequently visited mainland China. From Watchman Nee's hometown to remote area, Inner Mongolia, Manchuria, the border of Siberia, even to a small island, I saw and heard a lot of that the Holy Spirit's work there. So, although I was so bold to accept your invitation to speak here, but I really have the burden to share with you something happened there. And I also wanted to use Philippians chapter 1 to outline my testimony. The reason, because, you know, the church in Philippi is the first European church. If you read the Acts chapter 16, you know, Apostle Paul wanted to go to Little Asia, even to Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit won't allow him to go there. But with the vision of a man of Macedonia, guided Apostle Paul to Macedonia, the first city was Philippi. So the church of Philippi was the first church in Europe. Do you think why the Holy Spirit guided Apostle Paul to there? Because 2,000 years ago, over there is the best place, best region in Europe for evangelize whole world. So we all benefit from this guidance. So the situation in Church of Philippi, in Philippi, is very much for the evangelize of the whole world. And today, what I have seen in mainland China, exactly the Holy Spirit is working. Let me give you a little bit of background of mainland China, okay? Before communists take over China, there are only 2 million Christians. 2 million Christians. It means 0.3% of whole population. And after 50 years, persecution, close to the outside world, do you know the Christian right now, how many? According to government estimate, it's 60 million. It means 30 times. But according to reasonable estimation, around 80 million. Even 1 year ago, I heard it's 130 million Christian. This I little bit believe, because what? I visited many places, only local church. It means whoever receive Watchman's teaching, exclude the follower with witness D. Only accept the doctrine, the teaching. How many? I went to one city. Those saints is 150,000 local church saints. It's more than whole world wanted to stand on the local ground together. I went to a small island in Pacific Ocean. That small island, only 80,000 population. How many local saints? More than 10,000. And I went to Manchuria. There, the borderline of Siberia, only several million population. How many local saints? I didn't know, but I know have 5,000 assemblies. Several million, among several million, 5,000 assemblies meeting together. So this is very much excited me, because I saw the work of the Holy Spirit. And that in the beginning, all the leading one was arrested and put into prison by communists. So all are regular, common, laymen. They stand firm for the faith and preached gospel in this way. Become at least 50 times after 50 years of communist oppression. So let us see this book of Philippians. Interesting. This book divided into four chapters. Whoever divide this, of course, not the original. Whoever divide this, I feel very excellent. Excellent division. And according to the original Greek word, koinonia, translated into English, is fellowship. Each chapter put only once. Only chapter 4 is the form of verb in koinonia, is verb form. And consists of this word, fellowship, to me, is a center, become a major topic and central thought of that chapter. And any church, if the majority of the member all participate in these four aspects of fellowship, then I would say this is an ideal church. Ideal church. And the first of all, we need the fellowship in the gospel. Let's read the chapter 1, verse 5. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, this just one verse, fellowship. I feel this fellowship very meaningful. You, of course, you can translate it into contribution, partake, sharing, communion, communication, many, many translations. But I like fellowship the most. Because what? Because fellowship is consist of two words, fellowship. We are all fellows in the same ship. Church in this world, just like a boat in the ocean. Our destiny, our destination, even our encounter of the environment, all the same. So we all need, you know, treasure, appreciate one of another. We cannot in the church and rocking the boat cause everybody to scare. We cannot do that. And here Apostle Paul says, in the fellowship of gospel, maybe you will say, I don't know Bible too much. I just newly saved. How can I fellowship in the gospel? Well, this fellowship, I will put the four P. Four P. What the four P? Is participation. You can participate the gospel preaching. Not only the preacher here give message, is the participation. Everybody, all can participate. And what the 4P, petition. Petition or supplication, huh? You can pray for gospel. Everybody can pray, yeah. And also provision. We can provide love feast, potluck. You can provide that car transportation. We can provide a lot. And another P I see here is presentation. We can, you know, speak to our friend. We can pass out that gospel tract. Everything we do for the gospel is fellowship in the gospel. I feel in mainland China, everybody partaking fellowship in the gospel very much, to an extent that the one local church, they preach gospel four nights a week, preaching gospel four nights a week. Everybody working on this. Even many saints purposely buy van as their main car. Actually, they only have one child because government restrict only can have one child. But they purposely to buy van for what? Go to factory to bring all the gospel friend to listen to gospel. I went one place, one night. They brought more than 300 gospel friends attend the gospel meeting. In this way, they fellowship in the gospel. I also met one dentist who just got saved about 2 years. You know, he provided his dental office, asked praise to have Bible study and gospel preaching praise. He dared to provide his office because if found out by police department, then that business office will be closed down. But all the people join in fellowship into this gospel. And here mentioned, from the first day? You can say corporately is the first day set up the church in Philippi, but individually is everybody when you got saved. From the very first day, you can participate, fellowship in the gospel. You say, oh, I'm not suitable to preach gospel. No. You know, we Christian as the vine, grapevine, is tender branch will bear the fruit. The older branch need a cut, prune, cannot bear the fruit. So from the first day, everybody can share the gospel. I remember when I was saved more than 55 years ago, I was stopped to going to high school. But I don't care for the examination. I just go out to preach gospel. Tomorrow is high school exam. But I go out to other town to preach gospel until 11:30, come home, 11:30. So in those days, I, through my preaching gospel, many, many got saved because from the first day. So, and not only first day, here says until now. It means their preaching is persistent. Never give up. No graduation. We can graduate from many things, but the preaching gospel, there is no graduation. 2 years ago, I went to Watchman Nee's hometown. The leading ones brought me to go up to the mountain to see Watchman Nee's training place. I saw his old home and Sister Barbara's old home and the meeting training places. And the afternoon, he brought us go down, says, let us go to what? University's compound. There are more than 10 universities together. So ask me to give message there in that the college, you know, several hundred people show up and a lot of non-believers. And they ask me, use that 1 hour to give message to the believers, to the young one for marriage, to the unbelievers, the gospel preaching. In 1 hour, three main goals. So I use what? Gospel of John chapter 2, so I can speak to believers and speak for the marriage and speak to unbelievers. Praise the Lord. And last year I went there. They keep expanding. And one gathering become four different gatherings. So it means until now, never stop, never stop. Praise the Lord. So although communist government try to persecute, but I wonder, in liberty, freedom is better for us or persecution better for us? Because what? The more government persecute the church, church grow, keep growing. I give you one place. The leading one, preacher, was put in prison 2 times. Each time, several years. After this preacher come out, the attendant, the members, double. And the second time he came out, become what? Original about 200, now become 2,000 members. Keep. So that the policeman watching outside entrance for many years, eventually they gave up, withdrew the police guard. No way to you know, stop people from preaching gospel until now. So this is the first in the fellowship of gospel. Then second, Paul prayed for them. It means they probably something still not enough, need to improve. What? First of all, let us to read verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. We up to here, okay? First, love may abound more and more. Here, the love is agape, not the filial. It's unconditional love. Usually, we love what we like, you know. This one I like, so I love. But in preaching gospel, there is unconditional love. This love already poured by the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 5, verse 10, mentions poured into our heart. Originally, we don't have this kind of love, agape love. But since we have, but we didn't exercise to use, so we need to let this love grow. In order to preach gospel, we have to have the love. Love will melt down the stubborn heart. Love is more fruitful than the duty. You feel, oh, this is my duty, I go to do it. If out of love, it's more fruitful. So Paul prayed for them, needed to have love. Okay, a lot of love, really, I saw in mainland China, is unconditional. And even love to the uttermost. I heard a woman is a fearful woman. Even her husband, her parents, in-law, all afraid of her, because if you something offend her, she will fight with you, quarrel with you day and night. So even neighborhood were afraid of her. One day, her husband offended her. She even just carried her baby, wanted to throw into river. Her mother-in-law near down to beg her, please don't do that, please don't do that. This kind of person, okay, one day she got saved. She got saved. And this fearful woman, terrible woman, totally transformed. On the contrary, her husband, her parent-in-law persecuted her, put her into kitchen. You know, in China, kitchen is not the present place, cannot sleep. But in the night, she needed to sleep in kitchen. Because what? Because she believed in the Lord. And her heart is full of loving heart. Although ill-treated by her husband, her parent-in-law, even neighbor, but she bear with it and preach gospel. Eventually, many got saved through her because of her loving heart. And here says, knowledge and discernment mean more and more. This knowledge is not the knowledge of letters. It's a real, according to the Greek word, it's real, precise, genuine knowledge. What is that? This is by experience. You gain this real knowledge. And discernment, this Greek word is after you went through thorough judgment, you come out a kind of perception. This is the discernment. We preach gospel, neither have common sense, neither have the discernment. I saw somebody preaching gospel really without knowledge, even common sense, without common sense. A sister I know, about 50 years old, my wife also knew her. Every time we got into taxi with her, she started to preach gospel, from Genesis to Revelation. Keep bombarded. No matter driver will listen or not listen, just talk, bombarded. To me, she out of good heart, but without the knowledge, without the discernment. Every time doing this way. We need to preach gospel, not in that way. One day I went to one place for a young preacher, about 1 hour, just like thundering. Everybody cannot bear with it. I also cannot bear with it. Like dropping the bombs. This is what I say, is without discernment. A lot of places, they learn from their teacher. Teacher doing this way, all the other saints, newcomer, all do the same thing. This is not good. We need to have a spiritual discernment. And to be filled with the fruit of righteousness. What means righteousness? Righteousness means right or just with God and with men. We preach gospel is bearing the fruits of life, and also bear from our righteous nature. Very important, because what I saw in the beginning, I mentioned some places use that van to carry a lot of gospel friends. And they told me, they said, oh, this van can only sit about 10 to 11 person. Every time we just sit about 30 gospel friends. And they told me, says, oh, you know what? Not even one time policemen caught us. And in me, immediately rise up some question. In this way, you preach gospel, but in the eyes of gospel friend, you are not just with men. You are not right with men. Are you going to bear the fruits of this kind of person? No, we are bearing fruit from our newly transformed life. So no wonder a lot of group or churches, in USA, I was looking. They just watching their teacher, their leaders, they did what? And all the people all do the same way. Even they say, oh, for the sake of Lord's testimony, for the sake of the church, you can lie in the court, give false testimony. This is not right. Not right. So be careful. We are bearing the fruits of righteousness. Okay, come to the third section. Apostle Paul put himself as the example, good model of preaching gospel. The first point, because here are many, many verses, so I just mention it. Apostle Paul put into prison in Rome, and he said, his imprisonment worked out for the furtherance of gospel. It means even his physical body can be imprisoned, confounded. But his preaching, his, you know, show forth Christ never can be confounded. Of course, many of us, we never been in prison, huh? I also know, but when I was young, I purposely went to prison to preach gospel. So I saw in prison is not good. And in mainland China, there are many, many saints put in prison by government because of their faith. Once they deny Christ, they can free. But no one wanted to free, so put into prison. There is one coworker right now in USA, or he was put into prison, labor camp. And he figured out, probably my whole life, I can never go out from this prison. So he determined, I will, in this labor camp, I will work out, participate in the gospel. How do he do? He just, live out as Christian and care for others with the loving heart. You know, in that labor camp, the food not enough. And the labor, the work is so huge. You cannot finish the work. But this brother, he determined, for the sake of the gospel, my whole life will do it in prison. So he shared his food portion with others. And he himself, very, you know, weak and tiny structure, yeah. But he helped others in their work. In this way, a lot of inmates got saved in prison. Well, to us, we don't have tangible prison, but we have many intangible prison. One day, my wife and I went to see our granddaughter. At that time, she probably about 5 years old. She came to hug us. Then, just say, "Grandma, I am so busy." So run away to play her toy because she is so busy with playing toy. I don't know, we are so busy with what? That will become our intangible prison. Even our husband, our wife, our children, our job, career, our many things can become our prison. We are so busy, we cannot participate in the gospel because I'm so busy. But I tell you, Apostle Paul, even he himself in the prison, all the loyal God, oh no, he was put there for the furtherance of the gospel. In this way, he put out himself as a good example. Second point is others pretend, no matter pretend or good from the good motive, they preach Christ. And Paul's attitude says, no matter his pretend, I will rejoice because Christ is preached. Brothers and sisters, today a lot of people preaching gospel out of not a good motivation. I know that. Oh, for our church, for our group, we can make very big, large, tens of thousands members. This just like Genesis chapter 11, you know, the Babel city, Babel tower. How when they built in that tower, they said, let's come, build a tower to make our name known to whole world, be known to whole world. A lot of people, it's just for themselves, for their fame, to preach gospel. But Paul's attitude, no matter what, as far as Christ is preached, I will be joy and rejoiced. So, in this way, no matter what kind of group you are, I can fellowship with you, I can help you. Of course, originally I went to mainland China, they are not to invite me to speak. They came over about 10 serving ones, pretend, ask me questions. Says, Brother Huang, regarding this Bible, we have many questions we don't know, please teach us. I know this is a kind of test. Test what you are believing is right or wrong. After whole day's test, then they arrange big gathering for me to speak. Yeah. But usually they all very much loving one another, no matter different souls or what. So this is a good point. Okay. And Apostle Paul says, my living, the meaning of my living is to magnify Christ in my body. For me to live is Christ, to die is better. To die is better. If I live is Christ, I die can be present with the Lord, that is the better. But because what? For your sake, I still living on this earth. Brothers and sisters, for what sake? For what reason we living today? Maybe we for my wife's sake, for my children's sake. No, the main purpose, main reason for our living should be for Christ. This is Apostle Paul's attitude. So that a lot of that saints in mainland China, they determine their purpose of their living is for Christ. There is one sister, my wife knew her, right now about 40-some years old. When she was 20-some, she got saved. She's very beautiful, pretty, and from a very rich family. I went to her brother's home, her brother owned a company, another brother owned a company, and a sister owned another company, very rich. That home, just like a palace, royal palace. Very rich, but she determined, my life, my living is for the Lord. I don't want to marry. So she, from 20-some to I met her 40-some, still single. I don't want to marry. I want for the Lord. She even dreamed. She want to go to South Africa to preach gospel for the Lord. I say, someone in mainland China have the dream to go to South Africa. It's probably never been fulfilled. But this year, I went again, and I heard she already in what? In the process to go to Africa. Now, join with some evangelist group in Singapore. So she was in Singapore already. So she is facing that goal. Her whole life, her life is for Christ. Really move my heart. Okay, I should go quick. The last section is Paul's exhortation to them for the preaching gospel. First, here mentioned, your conduct be, you know, worth with the gospel of Christ Jesus. Many times, why we preach gospel to the stranger, it's okay. Maybe some stranger will accept, receive my preaching, but very difficult to the people you are daily with, your family members, your classmates, your colleagues, who know you? Your conduct is worth with that the gospel of Christ Jesus or not. They all know. They all know. So no wonder it's for us difficult to preach to the acquainted. But I saw a lot of people. Let me use Brother Watchman Nee as an example. Later, I heard one inmate, same jail with Brother Watchman Nee. He was unbeliever, just watching over Watchman Nee in the jail. Then he released from jail and go to Shanghai, go to Fuzhou, everywhere to try to find where is the church of that Watchman Nee's church. Eventually, he found, and he became a believer. Because what? Not because of word preached by Watchman Nee, but the conduct shown to his inmate. So these days, some Christianity from Hong Kong published a book, criticize Watchman Nee, this, that, even that accuse him commit immoral things. But I would like to say, this inmate is the best testimony for Watchman Nee. Yeah, our conduct to be balanced, just like, in this way, our preaching will be efficient. Then stand firm in the same spirit. Praise the Lord. Here, our conduct is using our physical body. Now come to our spirit. In order to preach gospel, you have to have strong and compromised spirit. You have to stand up and stand firm. You cannot lay down or sit down to fight with the spiritual warfare, because the preaching gospel really is a kind of spiritual warfare. We have to stand firm in the spirit, in the spirit. So to many saints there, they understand their enemy is not the communist people. Their enemy is the principle of darkness in the heaven, in the skies. So very much they pray. This morning, I'm not criticizing. I just relay that over there, I attend one village's Lord's table from morning 7 o'clock. They stood there, just a few hymns, but everybody in the village, several hundred people, they pray how long? Stand there. I also stood there, and the leading one come to me, says, "Please, you are speaker, please sit down." I dare not to sit down. They stood until 10 o'clock, from 7 to 10, pray, because it is a kind of spiritual warfare. They know need of their prayer. In this way, they expand. So that place, they built a 5-story meeting hall. When I went there, the next village, they joined together. How many attend? 2,000 saints attend for 4 days. For 4 days, they woke up. I saw timetable. Wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and go to bed 10:30. And I needed to speak. 5 sessions, each session at least 1.5 hours. For 4 days, 2,000 people come. And they prepare 180 tables for everyone. 180 tables. All saints, sisters, prepare that. But they join together. So in that spirit, even government will give in. When I was speaking over there to one chief of police department, one is from the religion department, and I ask her, who is that speaking on the platform? They dare not to tell I'm from America. They just say, he was passing by through certain area, come here. But the spirit is prevailing, so they dare not to lay hand on me. No. So afterwards, I feel, you know, really uplifted. This is standing firm in the spirit. I can sense that atmosphere. It's really something. The last point is what? Here mentioned, with one mind, striving together for the gospel. This mind, of course, is main part of the soul. So in order to preach gospel, you are 3 parts of your person. Of course, I know somebody don't want to separate the spirit and soul. But I believe the better we believe that the spirit and soul are different function, different thing. This, not only our body, not only our spirit needed to strive together, our mind, our soul needed to strive together. This requires our emotion, our will, our mind, our heart, all striving together. When I went to one place, a sister, they treat me at one table, and all the leading sisters treat me one dinner and told me her testimony. I was so moved. Because what? Originally, her husband don't believe. Even not believing the Lord prohibit his wife to read the Bible, tell her Bible, and even don't let her to pray. Once she closed her eye, again, you are praying. Then grab her head to hit against the wall, cause her to faint. After she woke up, again, pray, and hit again. In this way, she never compromised, but with the loving heart, striving. Eventually, her husband gave up, not only gave up, believe in the Lord, become a believer. So it's not an easy thing for us to do, that participate, fellowship in the gospel. Over there, I saw a lot of testimony. They are spending their whole life, their physical body, their spirit, their soul, struggle, strive for this gospel. So I mention this for the encouragement. I'm not saying for the shame of us. I myself, I feel shame, but I was also encouraged by this situation. So no wonder today the Holy Spirit is with those people, with those people. So may the Lord also bless us, cause us to have not only fellowship in gospel, but four aspects of the fellowship. We all can fellowship together. Then the Lord will greatly bless us. May we pray. Dear Lord, we do thank you. We dedicate ourselves, our whole life to you. May you draw us that we may run after you. We just want to love you more and consecrate our whole being for your purpose on this earth. May you encourage us. Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all.
Could we just sing Bible 4? Bible 4, verse 1, 3, and 4. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him that brings good news.